Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 143, and today I want to talk about not getting it right on the first try. And this came up in a couple conversations I've had recently, and I usually think about this idea when it comes to picking a job or a career path. And so many times we see, you know, myself included, there's a lot of pressure either coming out of high school or when you're about to graduate high school or after high school, after college, et cetera. You know, even if you go into a trade, you know, whatever your career path has looked like, there's a lot of pressure sometimes to get it right on the first try. And what I mean by getting it right, that obviously looks different for all of us, but there can sometimes be a social pressure or pressure from ourselves that's placed on ourselves to get it right. And you know, pick a job, go after a job that is going to be perfect for you on the first try. And getting it right on the first try is quite rare. If that happened for you, or if it happens for you, that's incredible. But I think there's this pressure that we need to talk about getting it right with, and it's more than just the job. You know, getting it right with, you know, who you're with, who's your partner. Getting it right if you go on dates, getting it right, saying the right thing in conversations, doing the right thing, being on time, just little things like that. And, you know, it makes me think about when I started meditating for the first time, I wanted to really, you know, get it right. I wanted to meditate every day in the morning for 10 minutes. I wanted to really sit down and give it a really good chance and be really good at meditating. And to be quite honest, I was, you know, it was really, really hard for me. When I first started meditating, it was incredibly hard. I have incredibly hard days even now. And I started meditating, I believe, last summer or last year in 2021. So I sat down, I meditated. Sometimes I went on, you know, 40 days in a row where I was meditating. And then there was moments where it had been a full month and I hadn't meditated once. And so I felt a lot of pressure on myself that I didn't get it right. I didn't meditate the right way. And even now, you know, recently I did 23 meditations in a row, 23 days in a mornings in a row, and I woke up and I made time to meditate and it felt really good. But guess what? I didn't meditate recently. And so that streak is over, but I'm okay with that. And so I'm okay with not getting it right all the time. And I just wanted to bring this gentle reminder to you that if we're thinking about getting it right all the time, then we're missing the moments where we do get it wrong and how much we can learn from that, how much growth there is in getting it wrong. And when I say get it right or get it wrong, really, we are the only ones that can determine if we're getting it right or getting it wrong. There might be some social expectations, or, you know, if you show up to work late one day, that might be getting it wrong to you. You know, I just say getting it right and getting it wrong to kind of make the idea simplified. And like I said, this happens all the time. You know, if you feel like you got it wrong as far as how you handled supporting a friend or conversations that you had with your partner, you feel like you dropped the ball, you got it wrong. Those are the moments, you know, where you can't always get it right. And by the way, you can't always be getting it right. You know, we're not perfect, and we really shouldn't be aiming for perfection anyway, because that's an impossible goal to achieve. And once we can drop the idea that we're not perfect and we're going to get it wrong sometimes, and I'm thinking back to the moments where I did get it wrong, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
The moments where what I really thought, my expectations, what I thought I was going to get it right, you know, I there was a lot of pressure on it, and a lot of it was put on by myself. And once I quote unquote got it wrong, and really it wasn't even getting it wrong, it was just, you know, life life's path being altered, being changed. And once I dropped the idea that it wasn't wrong, but it was really just another opportunity. So I kind of look at when things go quote unquote wrong, now I just kind of look at that as, why are they even wrong in the first place? Wrong to who? And once I looked at it, and it was a lot of pressure for myself, I just looked at it as just a change, an opportunity to maybe see if there's some growth coming, you know. And once you can see that getting it wrong in life, like I said, it is a really great chance for growth. And it's a really great chance to learn things about other people, about yourself, about opportunities that are coming your way. So I just wanted to put this out here and say to you, I hope that you can remind yourself and remember that we don't need to aim for perfection. And getting it wrong isn't always the worst thing. And really, it's kind of funny because there really is no getting it wrong. I mean, yes, there's some things. If you get it, you get a speeding ticket, for example. Did you get it wrong? Yeah, maybe, because you're speeding over the speed limit, right? But in life, in general, you know, I'm thinking more of, like I said, conversations, how to approach people's emotions, how to interact with people, how to support people, how to take care of yourself. You know, like I said, you've probably figured this out. My self-care journey has been an interesting one. You know, I've been very honest with it, obviously, but I've been going to therapy. I think I'm 5 sessions in right now, and I'm feeling absolutely incredible about that. But there's still things, you know, getting therapy, quote unquote, right for me in my self-care. I also, like I said, I forgot to meditate a couple of days ago. So that could have been, you know, 3-4 months ago, that I would have been like, oh man, I got that wrong right there. I wasn't able to meditate, so that makes it a bad day. That makes me, I wasn't perfect, you know. But there's so much growth, you know. And my therapist, my counselor's telling me, you know, just to remind myself of the progress. When you feel overwhelmed or you feel like you're getting it wrong more often than getting it right, just remind yourself of how far you've come. And remind yourself of the progress. And she really helped me with the what ifs. You know, what if I get that wrong? What if I don't get that job? What if I, and you could probably feel the same way as me. The what ifs and the hypotheticals can be so easy to consume you. You know, what if I, like I said, what if I don't get that job? What if they break up with me? What if this happens? What if that happens? And my counselor said, well, what about on the other side? You know, what if you do get that job? You know, what if you do have a really good first date? What if you do anything positive? What if, you know, what if the what ifs are really good? So that was just something to think about. It was something that really helped me out, is to think about what if sometimes as just reminders. You know, what if it does work out for you? And why can't it work out? So let's aim for, even if we miss it on the first try, let's aim for getting back in the box, as I just want to say, like a baseball term, getting back up to bat and taking a swing. Because the best thing we can do in life is just continue to try. You know, we can't always control outcomes, but what we can do is we can dust ourselves off, take care of ourselves, do what we need to do to do that and take care of ourselves, and then try again. So I just want to gently remind you that you can try again, you can get up, you can get support, and you got this. I hope that you continue to take care of yourself out there and continue to take care of other people. I hope you remind yourself to be kind, be positive, be yourself, that trans rights are human rights, that Black Lives Matter, and that you deserve to be here, my friend. So I will talk to you on the next one.